أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that one who dies without knowing his or her imam of the period dies the death of jahiliyyah or dies the death of ignorance. Well, Imam Ali Islam was born on Friday, the 15th of Shaban, 255 after Hijra in Samarra. Let me tell you a little bit about the birth. Again, this is something that I've heard since I was a babe in my mother's arms, told to me every single year by my dad and subsequently by my teachers and those whom I heard at the mosque whenever I went to on the night of 15th of Shaban. So it comes naturally and it just brings so much joy. Sayyida Haqima, now she is the sister of the 10th Imam. She relates that she goes to her nephew's house, and her nephew is the 11th Imam, after iftar on the 14th of Shaban, and was asked by him to stay that night. And she says he asked her to stay because he told her that his son was to be born. Well, Sayyida Haqima stays for the night, and she's asked by Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam to continually recite Suratul Qadr at Fajr, very early in the morning. She's surprised to hear the recitation of Suratul Qadr from the womb of Sayyida Narjis, who was feeling a little uneasy. An Imam was born at that Fajr on the 15th of Shaban. And the infant recited بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. This is ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Qasas. And we intend to bestow our favors upon those who are considered weak in the land, and to make them the أئمة, and to make them the heirs. Let me try and explain to you about this imam. Imagine that you live your entire life in a place where the sun is always behind the clouds. Your parents and your grandparents lived here too, and so did their parents and grandparents. You have adequate sustenance, and you survive because that's what you've been taught to do. You know that the sun exists because of the very fact that you survive. You know he exists, but you cry. Not only out of sorrow, but helplessness. You've been taught the ideology of Tawheed, and although around you there is ample proof of the existence of Allah, you wish to see and hear such an individual that will prove conclusively, not only to you, but to all who have doubted you. You know, the restlessness and sadness is the nafs missing the hujjat of Allah. You miss the essence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he said, Awwaluna Muhammad, wa akharuna Muhammad, wa awsatuna Muhammad, that you hear in the nasheed that we often play on Radio Fatima. The first of us is Muhammad, the last of us is Muhammad, the middle of us is Muhammad. This is the Imam, which is the sun behind the clouds. And we have to understand that he is the ultimate proof, the hujjat, that this world was created by design and its purpose will be realized. And the purpose is that Tawheed will prevail and the promise of Allah will be fulfilled. Every monotheistic religion awaits a savior. They may call him the Messiah, they may call him anything they like, but awaits a hujjat of Allah who will restore Tawheed in the minds of the human being. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha says that situations will come to such a stage where human beings will be tired and fed up with the shape of things, searching for a savior. He says when the situation is like this, then the Qa'im will rise and people will gather around him as pieces of rainless cloud during autumn. He will direct desires towards guidance, while people will have turned to desires, and he will turn their views to the direction of the Qur'an, while people will have turned the Qur'an to their views. His revolution, therefore, will be an intellectual revolution. You know, Imam Baqir al-Islam says, when our Qaim rises, he will face more difficulty than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did during the period of Jahiliyyah. And his companion Fadl bin Yasar said, why? And Imam said, when the Prophet announced his mission, people worshipped stones and wood. When our Qaim rises, people will be interpreting the law of Allah against his interpretation, and they will argue with him by means of the Qur'an, but his justice will enter their homes just as the heat and the cold enter it. So what will it be like under the rule of a savior, under the rule of Imam? Peace, security, justice, as opposed to exploitation, greed and injustice. A global government which will have absolute power and redefine autocracy. You know, Shahid Mutahhari, in his book, The Awaited Savior, he describes this government. He says, there will be a final victory of righteousness, virtue, peace, justice, freedom and truth over the forces of egoism, tyranny, deceit and fraud. The establishment of a world government. The reclamation and rehabilitation of the earth so that no area is wasted. Attainment of rationality by humankind, adherence to ideology and emancipation from these animal impulses and undue social restrictions. A maximum utilization of the gifts of the earth, a just distribution of wealth and property. Complete eradication of vices like usury, use of intoxicants, treachery, theft, homicide. Disappearance of abnormal complexes, malice and ill will. Eradication of war, restoration of peace, friendship, cooperation and benevolence, complete coherence between man and nature. Now, do you think this is impossible? Utopian? No! If all of us made an effort, and with the guidance of He who provides guidance through His chosen ones, we can be there. You know, even the smallest thing will make a difference. Imam Sadiq al-Islam says, prepare yourselves for the revolution of the Qaim. It could be anything, a kind word, a pound of charity, a few more minutes in contemplation about who am I? Where am I going? Where do I wish to go? Do I know my Imam? Or maybe more important, do I want to know my Imam? These are immeasurably significant. This is a day when we make an intention to do anything we can do to throw even one ray of light into the darkness. And all schools of thought believe in the appearance of a Mahdi. You can look at the schools of thought of any part that you follow of Islam. Let me look at those that are, similar, or those that are common to all schools. Mahdi is going to come in the last days to present a global government. He's from the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's from the children of Fatima. He is different than the Messiah, that is Isa ibn Maryam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Prophet Isa alayhi salam will be one of the followers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and pray behind him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if the entire duration of the world's existence has already been exhausted and only one day is left before the Day of Judgment, Allah will expand that day to such a length of time as to accommodate the kingdom of a person out of my Ahlul Bayt who will be called by my name. He will then fill out the earth with peace and justice as to it will have been full of injustice and tyranny before then. Many, many felicitations on this auspicious day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the ability to be able to throw even one beam of light into the darkness.